tell me about the terrorist attacks, if you would.
Okay. For example, we looked for bin Laden, and we found it as a code, and then we looked to see if it was part of a longer sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And what Dr. Jacoby found was this. Here's the whole thing. It says, he will wonder where the hiding bin Laden is sleeping. And, of course, we're still wondering that.
Now, did he show up a lot or just once or twice?
Bin Laden?
Yeah.
Three or four times.
Okay.
Another time, it said this. Bin Laden, the innocent, is moaning. He is gross with the blood of the poor. We looked for Saddam Hussein, and we found him in many places. One very long code said, Hussein is a vapor. Like a guarded lamb, God is keeping Jews and Levites whole. And the cell inside your dwelling will become a torture chamber.
Oh, my.
Which is pretty wild stuff.
Did you run the word nuclear or something like that?
You know, I don't think we have tried that one in that vicinity.
Okay.
As far as terrorism, we looked at a lot of things. We've done like 300 searches in this area, and we ended up with, I think, over 120 fairly lengthy codes.
Did 9/11 come up at all?
Yes.
In what phrase?
Oh boy. Well, it might take me a little time to find that.
Did it talk about jets or planes? I mean, how would they even know written back then? But, you know, did they say something like air machines or from the sky or anything like that?
There was, let's see here. We looked for airliner, and we found it said God will ignite the airliner fire from the heart, which is... interesting translation. Some of these are quite mysterious, and you kind of wonder, are they half real or half not real? There was one that specifically had 9/11 in it. I'm looking through my list here.
And while you're doing it, does it also say anything about the extraterrestrial life or visitations from other planetary beings or anything like that? Anything in that kind of context?
We have never found anything like that.
All right.
In our searching. But of course, in some sense, you're only going to find what you look for as far as topics.
Right.
So it's kind of a two-part thing.
Can you run that for me one day?
What specifically would you?
Let me explain where I'm headed, and then you tell me how you can back into it. A fellow by the name of Zachariah Sitchin, Edwin, has done some extensive research into the old Sumerian texts. It is his interpretation of those texts that there is a extra planet in the solar system that comes around every 3,600 years, plays physical havoc with our planet, but that a long, long time ago, hundreds of thousands of years ago, beings from that planet called Nibiru left that planet for a moment, not all of them, in search of gold, because they needed gold particles to put into their atmosphere, I guess, to preserve it, to keep it. They came to this planet, and that they genetically altered us into what we are today, you know, helping to create us as Adam and Eve and things like that. I would love to see if the Bible code makes any reference to that.
Well, you know, we'd have to come up with a specific set of things to look for.
Right.
And then,
like
but it's not just finding them anywhere. What you really need to look for is finding them very close to one another. And somehow in a text that seemed to relate to the topic at hand.
Right.
So you'd have to kind of put all of those elements together. And typically a search like this takes a fair amount of time.
Okay.
But
tuck that away, though.
Okay.
You know, for the next time you do that, we'll get you back with the results on that. The you were talking about 9/11.
Let's see here. I'm sorry, I got distracted by your
Does it say if we'll ever catch a bin Laden, any kind of reference like that?
Here's one. It said, the farmer of Rome came, bin Laden is dead. The deep throat burned everything.
What do you think that means?
Well, obviously, bin Laden's going to die sometime.
Yeah.
That's no surprise.
The deep throat sounds like Watergate.
Yeah. Who the farmer of Rome is, I have no idea. And the deep throat and so forth. I mean, these are, you know, symbolic things. And some of it, you know, it really could be coincidental stuff that when you know, are trying to interpret these Hebrew letters, you may be seeing things that were never intended to be there.
Does it make reference to the Antichrist? Does it name the third Antichrist?
I haven't seen any evidence of that to date. We've done a little bit of searching for it, but nothing really specific. And I'd be surprised if it did. But I suppose we could do a devoted research on that.